This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shooting another legislator and spouse now faces federal charges. Prosecutors have detailed what they believe was a meticulously planned attack with dozens of targets. 2 years ago, my next guest reported that political violence in the United States was at its worst level since the 70s. What does he think now? I'm joined by Ned Parker, investigative journalist for Reuters. Ned, thank you so much for coming back on air with me.
Glad to be with you.
So, you know, let's go back to some of the research that you did on this. When did the U.S. start to see this surge in political violence in the last decade or so?
Right. The surge that we've seen started really in 2016 and has stayed at a remarkably consistent and sustained level. So before, in the late 60s through the end of the 1970s, there were more than 450 attacks of political violence that were mainly attacks on places associated with the U.S. government, corporations, or academic institutions, intended to be bombings, property destruction. And after that period, you really saw a dip with occasional spikes in the 1990s, most notably with the Oklahoma bombing, which is the deadliest domestic terror attack in U.S. history, where there were 168 people killed. But otherwise, you're really seeing a range, according to experts, of, you know, 30 attacks of political violence 1 year, 60 the next, back down to 30 and lower in the 2000s, down to 20 incidents a year, sometimes less. But what you see after 2016 is that the numbers tended to go up and be above 60, 68, 66. I'm kind of giving rough numbers of what academics have found before 2021. And really, the numbers have stayed high since then. And the key difference is that there are more attacks targeting people with violence, whereas what you had in, you know, from the late 60s through the end of the 70s were attacks on property that weren't targeting individuals. What we have now often, besides, you know, clashes at protests or individuals attacking property, is that you have individuals seeking to do harm to others in the name of an ideology.
Now, talking about that ideology and the analysis that you did in recent years, when we look at the perpetrators of this political violence, are they from the left or the political right?
Well, it's a real mix, and it depends on, look, when you have, there's a lot of, like, the majority of incidents of political violence, and when we talk about political violence, we're counting cases where there is an identification with a group that has a political, cultural identity, or they're carrying out a deliberate attack based upon some form of ideology, as opposed to random, purely spontaneous incidents, which is horrible and what many people call a hate crime. But we're looking for some clear delineation of intent. So it's a real mix. But what we have found with fatal incidents, I believe we counted over a dozen cases of fatal attacks that were carried out by people on the right between, after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. We've counted over slightly more than a dozen cases where a person was killed and the person carrying out that action was from the right. We found one comparable case of a person from the left, and then there are cases that are unclassifiable in terms of category. A great example of that would be the assailant who tried to assassinate President Trump last summer when he was on the campaign trail and killed a civilian and wounded one other and died. Thomas Crooks is kind of a great example of the unknowable with people carrying out acts of political violence. Like Crooks, he had given money to Democrats. He had registered as a Republican. He had, done Google searches looking into both President Biden, and now President Trump last summer. And it's really almost impossible to know what his ultimate affiliation was. And even when we talk about people carrying out violence on the right, it doesn't fit clean boxes. You're finding people who are grabbing things from online, whether it's a far right extremist ideology or a mix of different kind of controversial podcasters that they're listening to and they might cite in a document or a manifesto. We're seeing a real, even if someone fits, within a left wing ideology when they carry out political violence or a right wing ideology, they're very much almost a mirror of our times, and that they're grabbing things, in terms of articles, memes, social media posts, and sort of fashioning that into a reason to carry out an attack. And it's often layered with real problems in their own lives, some kind of different types of emotional, mental health, issues, personal problems that then manifest in this type of violence. So even when we say, oh, this person carried out violence from the right or from the left, there are real parallels between these people and why they do these things, and often a real incoherence on the reasons for their actions.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And that makes sense.
It does make sense. And I'm really curious, and I appreciate you being like really going into the nuance of this for us. And I'm curious for you, there's so much that obviously we don't know about this Minnesota case yet. You know, we're going to probably be learning for months to come. But I'm curious for you, were you bracing for something like this based on this reporting that you have done?
Well, what we've taken away from doing a disciplined count of cases of political violence. Again, with that, we're looking for Are there clashes between dueling groups at a protest, for instance? Is there clear property destruction carried out by groups who are affiliated with an ideological belief? Or is there someone just carrying out an attack based upon some form of political ideology or identity? We've seen a consistent numbers across the board since 2016 when we do our count, when we talk to experts. So even though there are spikes, let's say 2020, the year or early 2021, when you had, just 2020 through the January 6th attack, that was probably the highest point in recent years for political violence. But even when you see a fall off from that, you're still seeing kind of sustained numbers of attacks or incidents that have remained consistent roughly since 2016. And what kind of people who study this tell us is that we're in the middle of a period of turbulence. So while there might be highs and lows, the level, like the average level of incidents of political violence, is going to remain at a kind of certain level because we're in this period of upheaval or uncertainty. So it's not going away. So this is just one more incident, these tragic events in Minnesota with what's been happening over really almost a decade now.
That is Ned Parker, an investigative journalist for Reuters. Ned, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.